We don't have to sing.
Let's not.
Oh, hello, gentle listener.
Welcome to Hot Drinks before...
I'm fucking drunk.
God damn it.
Hot drinks. So I'm already drunk.
Like and subscribe.
Okay.
It's recording.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not even in the mood anymore.
Let's just cancel the whole thing. So Sister Twain and I recorded about 10 minutes of the intro. Oh,
yeah.
And then I looked down and I realized it was invite your friends. You're the first one here. And I was like, wait, how am I the first one here? And anyway, after some trial error, we figured out it was because we were both logged into the Hot Drinks account.
Can't do that. That doesn't work.
So you were not joining as a guest. We were just, so it wasn't recording, basically.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Are you still there?
Hello?
Jesus Christ.
Hi, I'm back.
Oh my God.
I think it's because I walked to the kitchen.
Oh, well, don't do that. Also, are you done eating? Because you were eating the whole other recording. And you were like, I'm done. And then I'd be talking and I'd hear.
No, I'm done. Oh,
and now you can't get any more food because you can't go into the kitchen.
I know. Yeah, perfect. That's that. And I don't even have the Holy Ghost.
Everyone wins.
All right.
Well, okay.
This is Hot Drinks.
And I feel like the spontaneity's been ruined. The joy of this podcast is our spontaneous, witty repartee. And now we've already been talking, and now we have to try to recreate what we were talking about or something.
Yeah, well, let's not. Let's just talk about something
let's
else.
Talk about new things. But we did say some really funny things.
Well, we do need to do our one ad.
So let me say this. Okay. When we get to comings and blowings, I'm going to do everyone's least favorite thing, which is where I recommend some pop culture moments.
Okay.
And by everyone, I mean the Woodland people. But the reason I have so many good pop culture moments to recommend is because I'm not at my day job today. Believe it or not, Hot Drinks is not my only job. This is not make my income. So I've been home today and I have been working on a project that you and I have been working on that we've probably already talked about and that we're going to talk about again. And everyone's going to be like, Jesus, you tell the same stories over and over again. Why do you listen to this podcast? And because I've been working on this project, I've just been watching TV/movies all day. So I have several recommendations when we get to our bagels and horrors. Did I say comings and blowings before? I meant bagels and horrors, right? Is that the current one?
We know.
Okay.
Bagels and horrors, yeah.
So a little history. Again, I'm sure you've heard this before, but several years ago, my super talented and beautiful sister, Becky with a CK, started a jewelry business called Aspera Jewelry. The name comes from the Latin phrase, ad astra per aspera. Wait, is that right? Per aspera ad astra?
It's close. That's
anyway, I should have researched that first. It means to the stars or something. Well, this is bad. This is bad. It means anyway, I'm not even going to try it. Becky with a CK is so pissed. She's shutting down the business as we speak. Anyway, so she started this beautiful jewelry company. She created this lovely branding, great pieces. They're affordable. They're comfortable. They're all made of sterling silver or 14 karat rose gold or 14 karat gold. Gold filled, I've learned, is like gold plating, but many, 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 many more layers of gold plating. So anyway, but then Becky with a CK has a real job that, unlike the two of us, that is high demand. She also has toddlers, and she also was just called as Relief Society president.
Oh,
so she is very busy. Just kidding. She's not the Relief Society president. What's happening in the background now?
That's me laughing.
Oh, okay. So I was like,
laughing like a snake.
I was like, are you steaming something? Are you steaming a garment?
Oh my God.
Anyway, for a long while, you, Sister Latter-day Twain,
yes,
the co-host of a podcast called Hot Drinks that you're listening to now, you constructed a lot of the jewelry for Becky.
For 3 years.
And then there was a period where I Brother Jack Coffee, co-host of a podcast called Hot Drinks, two unto which you are listening.
Yeah.
I did some of her social media and customer service, and I created a persona. Her name is Rue. She's a young, hip Aspera employee. So I sign all my emails Rue at Aspera. It's kind of great. Anyway. So Becky was kind of not sure what to do with the business because she's so busy and she didn't really have time to dedicate to it. But like, she's built this great brand and beautiful pieces and doesn't want to just like give it up. So anyway, you and I were like, we're poor. Uh-huh. We don't have real jobs. We would like to take over the business. So we did. So Becky stays on as a partner, a very helpful, thoughtful partner.
Consultant.
She does some designing. Yeah. She tells us how to do our jobs. And then you make a lot of the pieces. We also have another contractor that makes pieces. And then I do shipping and marketing and accounting and, you know.
Marco Poloing,
living in the dreams of your mother. Like, those are the things that I'm responsible for. So anyway, so this is our ad. We're not going to make you listen to a Patreon ad because they're probably all 7 years old. And we all know that we're terrible at the Patreon.
They don't like us anymore. Anyway.
No. And we're not going to do a Spotify ad because we've recorded so infrequently. Spotify is like, yeah, no, thanks. We're not interested.
Yeah.
So this is your sole ad. So we have a jewelry company. It's called Aspera Jewelry, Aspera. You can find us on Instagram at Aspera Jewelry, or you can search for us on Etsy, Aspera Jewelry, and buy some beautiful handmade pieces, handmade by Sister Latter-day Twain.
Me. And some, or maybe my and niece. Some somebody else. Yes, that would be great. And also, what?
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, also, thank you to those who are still on Patreon. Since we brought it up, might as well say it. Thank you.
We're working on some ideas. We're working on some ideas.
Everybody knows what that means.
But also, just for not for nothing, if you're listening to this in 2023, in November, we're having our holiday sale at AsperaJewelry.com. So don't go to AsperaJewelry.com. There's nothing there. Go to Etsy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we're having a holiday sale. 30% off. You can get some cute holiday earrings.
Etsy, baby.
So anyway, that's our ad. So that's what we've been doing, and that's why I've been consuming a lot of pop culture, which I will discuss later in our Bagels and Horrors. How are you?
In our Bagels and Horrors. I'm good.
Okay.
You
live in San Francisco still.
I do. Okay. And it's the tail end of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, whatever.
Right.
It's Saturday evening of that.
So back to school on Monday.
Yep, back to school on Monday.
And then when do you end for the semester?
The 22nd, which is also when I'm flying to Salt Lake. Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Oh, I'm leaving the town. I'm leaving the state on the 22nd.
Where are you going?
I'm just kidding. It's a total lie.
Oh my God. I was like, what?
Oh, wait. Did we hear a siren in the background? Big city sounds because you live in the big city?
Oh, yeah. Maybe the
anyway, you've been hanging out with Joe Biden and with the heads of the AIPAC.
Oh my state. God, the AIPAC conference was what, 2 weeks ago? It ended a week ago, I think. Anyway, and there were sections of town that were shut down, and there is a hotel called the Hotel Fillmore or Fillmore Hotel, which is literally like, I take a right and then a left on my feet walking, and it's there.
On
and
your feet?
On my feet. And either
not on your hands or on your elbows.
What I meant to say was on foot.
on your elbow bike. If I'm on my elbow bike, I just take a right and a right, and I just pedal with my elbows up and down. And then
anyway, I think either Biden or Xi Jinping was staying there. So anyway,
great.
It was nuts. If you were driving on any California freeway during that time, I bet you were able to go as fast as you wanted with no repercussions, because every state trooper, it seemed, in their like tan uniform and big giant Texas cowboy hats were just on so many corners and in front of so many buildings. So,
and streets were shut down everywhere.
Yeah, even for pedestrians.
You couldn't move around. Yeah, I mean, it was You sent us a few polos while you were walking around, and it was wild. Just like barricades erected along the edge of the street, and then
Yeah, it was like end times.
you were walking through protests and
Through protests. Yeah. And
so
apparently there were 19 other heads of state here. I don't know who, but
just probably people from APAC.
I was busy. Well,
That is a region, you know.
it's the Asia Pacific Economic Conglomerate,
Well,
something with a
no,
C.
I mean, I don't know what the letters stand for, but APAC just refers to the Asian Pacific area. Because, like, even like at my job, we refer to that part of the world as APAC. So that's like a term. Or maybe it's also the name of a conference. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know anything about anything. And we do not research before we record. Per aspera ad astra. Well, great. Great. And how was your Thanksgiving? I didn't actually hear how your Thanksgiving was. You went to Lil Sharky's with some of your classmates?
So me and nine of my classmates, we went to a place called Tommy's Joint, and it's spelled with a Y,
Right.
JOY, maybe for joy. Oh, it just occurred to me. Anyway, and they do a Thanksgiving dinner for $32. You do have to wait in line. We had to wait in line for maybe half hour, but it was fine. And then we had some drinks after at a bar. And at 5:30, I was ready to be done for the day. I was ready to just go to sleep.
Is it like a pretty traditional Thanksgiving at Tommy's Joint?
Totally traditional. Yeah. And then when they said, "Do you want gravy?" I said, "Oh yeah." And there was so much gravy on my plate, I couldn't tell what was underneath.
Oh, gorgeous.
It
Gorgeous.
was just swimming in gravy. But the rolls were like sourdough, which is not really a problem. I'm just used to
Right, like a
not.
Parker house.
Right, but also these rolls were like rocks. I had to like work.
Oh yeah, I see. I there is a time and a place for a crusty roll, but at Thanksgiving, I want a pillowy soft roll
Right.
that I
Yeah.
can just sop up gravy with, you
Right.
know?
And
Okay.
that, so anyway, so how is yours? I just saw pictures of pies.
Well, so I had a two-prong Thanksgiving. First, I went to my mother's house, Mary Jo Coco. I provided the booze, which we kept in the garage, as you know, dutiful children that we are. And I provided the entertainment because I'm the funniest person in that family. And
That's what I heard.
I don't know how they survive without me because I'm hilarious. I wish, like, it's one of those things that you had to be there, probably. But let me just say that I ended up at the smaller table. So there was like a big table in the main room. And then I was in a smaller table in a side room. And then there was a separate kids' table in the living room. And essentially, somehow, like our table declared war on the other tables. And we were making demands for, you know, for diplomats to bring us rolls, like things like that. Like I was just yelling. I'd had a few drinks at this point. I was just yelling, like, the people of the tiny table request the cream corn be brought to our shores.
Oh my God.
And then the kids' table was like, why are you Scottish? And then I'd be like, the people of the tiny table do not recognize the embassy from the children's table. And it was a lot of that. Anyway, it was hilarious, but you probably had to be there.
That. Okay, what
How
was
do,
this?
like, what does my family do when I don't come? It must be so boring.
Oh, of course it is. Of
No one's
course.
doing that anyway.
No. Okay, and then the second prong.
And then post that, so I don't know if you've heard of my friend Courtney. She's your Lord and Savior. She and her family had come to visit a family in Provo. So my daughter and I went to their house. And I thought we would just pop in and say hello, like they'd be winding down their festivities. They were literally still cooking dinner, like they hadn't even eaten yet. And then they were like, you know, they were like, have a drink, like sit down and have some dinner. I'm like, I literally just ate, I'm stuffed. But they were making like steaks and like prime rib for Thanksgiving and not turkey. So of course I was like, yes, please. So
Oh, God.
we had a little second round of dinner. At the dinner table, we all went around and shared. So it was me, my daughter, our Lord and Savior and her concubine slash husband and their children. And then our friends, who I won't say their names, and their child. So it was a lot of teenagers and adults at the dinner table. And then the hostess of the party asked us all to go around and tell the person we hate the most in the world. It was a lovely twist on the what are you thankful for? Because we all just got to talk about who we hated, and then everyone would be like, fuck Gary, we hate him.
That's fucking fantastic.
And then this couple also has a karaoke theater in their basement. So then we went in the basement and sang karaoke.
I have sang in said theater.
I sang a lot, and I was drunk, but like when you and I sang in that theater before, I was so drunk, I was like taking my pants off.
Oh my God.
Was tipsy, but like I could actually perform songs. So I did some numbers with my daughter. She performed with C. Jane's children. I did some solo numbers, I think. I don't really remember the specifics, but anyway. And the hostess has been texting videos all day, and I refuse to watch any of them because I just want the memory. I don't want to actually see what happened. I just want the memory because it was lovely.
Yeah.
And that was And it was the perfect end to the day because, as the kids say, my mom's was kind of mid, you know? It was fine.
Right.
But it wasn't great.
Toogie, so, even.
Yeah. So then it was fun to go celebrate. So it was a lovely day.
Good. I'm so glad to hear it. Imagine just showing up to somebody's house and unexpectedly being served prime rib and drinks. Jesus.
I mean, I know.
Oh, I need that in my life.
Oh, it was so great. They're very good cooks over there. So all the food was delicious. But I literally was so full because I had just eaten a full meal at my mother's.
God.
So, but I'm not going to pass up steaks.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. No. So do you have some bagels and horrors to share?
I have one. And, the jury's out on whether or not it's a bagel or a horror. What would something in between a bagel and a horror be?
Cream cheese. I don't know.
All right. So the cream cheese I have.
Hey. I'll tell you if it's a bagel or a horror.
Okay. I finally watched Beau Is Afraid, directed and written by Ari Aster.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
Beau Is Afraid? Okay. Came out this year.
Okay.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh yeah, I don't fuck with him.
But Ari Aster was the writer director who also did Midsommar and Hereditary.
Yeah, I like him.
So this is not a horror film in that it blood and gore. It's an emotional horror film.
Perfect.
And it's 3 hours long.
Okay, well, I'm out. This is a horror.
It's very Kafka-esque, meaning like one existential crisis every 30 seconds.
Okay, horror.
And I did get to a point where I started to laugh at the horrors because after a certain point, you're like, this is ridiculous. There can't be that many horrors, crises. But Patti LuPone's in it,
and she's Bagel.
And so is Parker Posey, and you get to see her ass bagel. And tits.
Oh, horror! I mean, that.
But it's Parker Posey.
Oh no, I love her.
Right.
But I don't want to see her tits.
Okay, well,
that may be unique to me. That's probably a bagel for other people.
They were phenomenal, and she's 7 years older than me.
I was gonna say she's got to be like mid 50s, right? She's
13 years older than me. Yeah,
she's in her 60s.
Oh yeah, well, no,
or like 59. 60.
okay wait, maybe
wait, I'm 46, and so she's 13 years older than me. She would almost be 60.
Okay, no, that's wrong. Seven. And you're older years.
Than oh okay.
Seven.
I'm glad we've gone back to the original
boat. Born November 8th, 1968.
Okay.
7 years.
So, okay. So upper 50s.
Yes. And you'd think she was 40.
I love her. She's so
her
funny.
Her tits were that of someone who's never had children and is in their 20s. So I was very Envious.
Speaking of Parker, this is another like pop culture recommendation on top of pop culture recommendation.
Oh.
Lila, I mean my daughter, we'll come up with the name later.
Larry.
And I have been watching all the Scream movies because we had never seen them. And Parker Posey is in Scream 3, I believe, and very funny. Very yes. funny. We love her.
Did you watch Will and Grace? She was a recurring character.
Did this little faggot closeted Mormon watch Will and Grace? Girl, yeah, I did.
I really loved it. I didn't want to like it because it seems like such a slam dunk. Like, aren't they clever? A straight woman and gay man best friend. Okay, it's blah blah blah. It's gonna be
but
dialed
not too
in.
Gay. Yeah.
But it was really, really good. Anyway, she was a recurring character. She plays Jack's retail boss, and she's fucking hilarious.
Speaking of girl, when I was at Thanksgiving with our Lord and Savior CJ, she has a non-binary child.
Yeah.
And I kept saying to that non-binary child, girl, and then I'd go, girl, they, them.
Oh my God.
Because I just say girl. It's just the thing I say.
Right. No, I know.
It's and in my mind, it's gender neutral because I say it to like straight men. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't want to assume that someone's okay with that term if they are non-binary. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. I would just say, you know, they would say something and I'd be like, girl, they, them.
Oh, how would they react when you did that?
They just said, it's okay to say girl. You just have to mix it up too. You can't only call me girl. You have to throw in some other phrases.
That's exactly what Jack would say.
And I was like, great, I can do that. So anyway, because when you say they, them, it just doesn't have the same ring to it.
When you do it, it does.
Girl, they.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
Anyway. So the way it ends,
is that Beau is afraid.
Beau is, and he was right to be so. So let's just leave it at
He's
that.
He's afraid of the emotional horror.
Yes, for good reason. Okay. Do you have any?
I have several bagels, and they're all pop culture. And I'm so sorry to the Fairy Woodland people who are listening.
And is it? And are these references all from Pop Craze? Crave?
No. I love that you just found out what Pop Crave is. Anyway.
I just did, yeah.
Okay, so number one.
Okay.
You know I'm a big fan of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
I do know.
I have been listening to Heather Gay's book. She's one of The Real Housewives called Bad Mormon.
Yeah.
And it is fascifucking.
Right.
I would recommend this to any post-Mormon, even if you know nothing about The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, because it does, I won't go on and on because I have a couple to get through, but she does a really good job of sort of telling her story through the mindset of who she was in that moment. So she talks about being this Mormon little girl and growing up in this Mormon family, and she tells the story, like, how she felt about it in the moment. And then she talks about going on a mission, and then she talks about going to the temple and being like, this is so fucking weird, but like not being able to say that. And then she talks about getting married. And anyway, I'm only about halfway through. It's fascinating. And just such an interesting read about Mormonism. And she also does not pull any punches. Like, she very clearly explains like what happens in the temple ceremony, to the point where I had to stop listening to that part of the book because I was kind of triggered because she was talking so specifically about the temple ceremony, and she would actually like use the verbiage that's used in the temple ceremony. And I was like, I can't listen to this.
Oh, I know. I know.
So,
feel that. Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of, at Thanksgiving, we explained to our children how when you go to the temple, you get a secret name. And then we told our children what the secret names were. And they were like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, how did you think this was okay?
Right. Right. Yeah. And they're like, and you went along with this?
And we were like, yes. And then I got a secret name, and I know your mom's secret name, but she doesn't know mine because she's not allowed to.
Right. But she probably knows it now, right?
Maybe. I'm sure she doesn't remember. I've probably told her, but who cares? Anyway, it's Peter, in case anyone is forgetting it's Peter. And you know how I remembered it at the time? There was a video game I loved to play called Shining Force, and one of the characters was a phoenix, you know, like the bird that lights on fire.
Yeah.
His name was Peter. So when they were like, your new name is Peter, I'm like, okay, like the phoenix in Shining Force. So that's how I remembered it.
You couldn't remember it because it's another term for dick? I thought you loved dicks.
No, I don't call him Peters. Who says that? old ladies say Peters.
Yeah, I know.
If a gay man ever was like, I want to see his Peter, we would like revoke his membership.
No, it's just like a term you use in passing.
I know, but I would never, ever think of that term when I hear the name Peter.
Okay,
so my number two bagel. So I watched a couple movies today, one of which was called, spoiler alert, it's on Amazon Prime right now.
Okay.
It is the story of, it's a true story, based on a book. I think the book is called something like He Dies at the End or something. So that's why it's called Spoiler Alert. Anyway, it's about a TV writer who wrote for TV Guide named Michael Osiello, who fell in love kind of unexpectedly with this man. They were dating. They became boyfriends. Like, they had this idyllic existence. And then his boyfriend gets cancer and dies. Which, you know, like, from the get-go is, like, the story, because it's very clear of, like, we're not trying to trick you. Like, this is where this is going to end. But anyway, it was so lovely. Jim Parsons plays Michael Osiello, and I cannot remember the name of the man who plays his boyfriend, but he is so beautiful. So beautiful.
Is this the sad gay rom-com you were telling me about?
Yes, and it's so cute. And Sally Field plays the boyfriend's mom, and she's so good.
Oh,
she plays a mom like nobody plays a mom.
Oh, I know.
And by the end of it, I was sitting, I have a little office down in my garage where I do jewelry stuff. I was like packaging jewelry, freezing cold because it's in my garage, and crying like a goddamn baby.
Like, just on your
shaking with sobs as I put bobby pin earrings into an earring holder. So anyway, it's on Prime, so watch it.
And it's called what? Spoiler
alert? It's called Spoiler Alert.
Okay.
So then, and then I watched another movie. Well, I'll tell about the third movie I watched, and then I'll tell about the second, because the third wasn't good. I watched a third movie called Fingernails, which is on Apple TV Plus.
Okay, my acting teacher told me to...
I thought it was, like, it was quite, it was very much an indie film. You know, like, it's very...
I think it's A24.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Oh, okay. So it's essentially about, it's not in the future, because it's very clearly, like, in the 80s or 90s, but, like, in this world, there's a test you can take that tells you if you and your partner are compatible. So when you take the test, you either get a 0%, which means neither of you is in love with the other one, or you get a 50%, which means one of you is in love with the other one, but the other one is not, or you get 100%, which means you're compatible. And so it's kind of a badge of honor if you're like a couple and you can be like, oh yeah, we took the test, like we passed, we're compatible. Anyway, so it's about a woman that decides to go work at the place where they do the test. And it really is like pretty star-studded. Like, there's a lot of, like, you know, pretty big name actors and performers in it.
Uh-huh.
And it was good. Like, it's kind of a slow burn. It's a romance. It's about relationships and love and what that means. And anyway, but it reminded me, did you ever watch the TV show on Apple TV called Severance?
I've seen the first episode.
Okay. It reminded me of Severance in kind of a weird way. Like, okay, just sort of that kind of that weird, quiet, what's going on kind of vibe. So anyway, so that was number two.
Okay. And by the way, that's not A24. It's Apple TV Plus.
Oh, okay. Well, Apple TV doesn't produce all the shows that they show. Like, well, I don't know. Anyway.
That's what it said on Wikipedia.
Okay, great. So yeah, that's available if you have Apple TV Plus. And then the last one I watched is called Down Low, which I actually just bought on iTunes because I don't think it's streaming anywhere yet, but I wanted to see it. It's Zachary Quinto. You know him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he plays a guy who has been married for many, many years, has children. P.S. He's married to Audra McDonald, which is super gay. Marrying Audra McDonald is gay. But he plays this guy who's been married his whole life. He's almost 50. And then he comes out as gay. His marriage ends. And so the movie starts where he has hired a masseuse to come over to give him, like, a massage / happy ending, which will be sort of his first gay experience. And the masseuse is played by Lucas Gage, who was the one on White Lotus, who he got his ass ate in White Lotus.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, he's so fucking cute. Yes, by Armand. He's so fucking cute. And then,
he got his
and this
ass
is
kicked.
not a spoiler, this is in the trailer. They invite another guy over because Lucas finds out that, like, he doesn't have a lot of experience with men. And he's like, oh my God, like, we got to get someone to come over and get a blowjob. So they get on an app that's like Grindr and they invite a guy over. And then that guy accidentally dies. And so then they have to cover up the death of
my
the guy.
God.
Anyway, it's pretty dumb. But Lucas Gage is so fucking cute. Like, yeah. I'd watch him in anything.
Yeah.
And it has Judith Light in it.
Oh.
As the crazy neighbor.
Amazing.
And it has a beautiful drug-induced rave scene. And, yeah, it's kind of lovely. So I say watch it.
Okay.
It's not going to win an Oscar. You know, it's not winning any Academy
Awards.
Oh,
yeah, but that's not why we watch things.
No,
all
it's
the
a
time.
Little ridiculous, but it was adorable. So anyway, those are my bagels. Jesus
okay,
Christ,
good.
This episode's already 2 hours long.
Quick question. I've been meaning to ask you this. What's the video game called again where you get to have sex with somebody?
It's called Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Baldur Dash.
Baldur Dash.
That's a different game.
Wait, I feel like, did I recently have a new sexual encounter in Baldur's Gate 3? The last one that I had, so I was kind of trying to fuck everybody in the camp, including the ladies. I was down to fuck the ladies too, except
oh,
for the religious one.
Desperate
I don't care
times.
About her.
Oh, God.
So I had fucked the vampire, and then I had like kind of had a lovely evening with the wizard, and then I had aww. Danced one night with the warlock. And then what I was really trying to do was to get the druid to fuck me because he turns into a bear before he fucks you.
Oh my God.
But then we have a protector that's oh God, now I can't think of the name because of course I can never think of the correct names when I'm recording this podcast. We have a protector that is a being whose head is a squid, so they have like tentacles.
Ooh.
So I fucked the tentacle head guy.
Oh my God, did he use his tentacles?
Yeah, well, so, like, at one point, it was like, do you want to kiss him? But I wasn't sure where his mouth was.
Right.
So then I kind of just started, like, jerking off the tentacles that,
oh
like,
my God.
Come down from, like, where his mouth would be. Anyway, then we fucked. And then all the people who I had been trying to seduce caught us. So oh I don't God. Know if I've burned the bridges with everybody else. Oh, I also fucked the demon lady. There's a demon lady who has a mechanical heart that's burning too hot and is going to kill her. We oh fucked.
What
Once we were able to fix the mechanical heart enough that she wasn't too hot to touch. But yeah, I fucked the tentacle guy. And I swear I just recently fucked someone else, but I can't remember. Anyway.
Is your baker husband okay with
that? No, that's a totally different game.
Oh, what's that game?
That game is called Assassin's Creed.
Oh.
When I had a husband that was a baker. I do not have a husband in this game.
Okay.
I am a half-elf bard who's fucking a lot of people.
Do you have pictures you could send of that?
I could send you. I have a video. I'll send you the video of me fucking the squid-faced guy.
Terrified.
This
yeah,
is for our gay
it.
Listeners because this won't make sense to anyone else. But currently, because you can change who's on your team. Currently, my team is me, the wizard,
okay.
who is like long hair, has a beard, the druid, who's like a big, beefy guy who turns into a bear.
So
and then
hot.
A new guy we just found who is a ranger who is also a big, beefy himbo. He has a friend that's a hamster. Anyway, the four of us together, it's a classic gay porn called Sun Swap. Every time I walk around, I'm like, this is Sun Swap. This
wait,
is Sun Swap on the
Sun
screen.
Swap. Is that, wait, is that
just
what
Google
the game
it.
Calls it? Sun Swap?
No, or? No. There's a classic gay porno
oh.
called Sun Swap.
Oh.
That involves dads swapping their sons
oh.
to have sex with them. Anyway, just Google it. Just oh. fine. It's fine.
It's fine, it's fine, 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 fine. Okay.
It's like two big muscly guys and then two like smaller twinks. Somehow I made my character twink. I didn't mean to do that, but he is one.
Oops.
Anyway. Okay.
Can we
so,
take a break? I really need something to eat.
Okay, let's take a break. Text me when you've eaten your protein balls. This
uh-huh.
episode's already been too long.
Yeah.
So we should probably just end it here. But
yeah.
when we come back, we okay, as everyone knows, the world is a shit show right now. The U.S. is funding genocide.
Uh-huh.
The next president of the United States will likely be Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Like, the world is just falling apart at our fingertips. So yeah. We wanted to keep it cute and talk about the top five people you can expect to find in our post-apocalyptic commune.
Yes.
Do we have the same commune, and where we, or do we have different? We should have the same commune.
It's like a hot drinks commune.
Yeah. So I have five types of people you can expect to find. These are not the only people that will be there, but you can definitely expect
definitely
to find.
Definitely count on it. Count
people.
On it. Count
the five,
on it.
The five people that I. Yep. And then the five people that you expect to find.
Yep.
So let's take a break. You eat a protein ball.
Okay.
I will see if I can go have sex with a demigorgon.
I knew.
And
it.
We'll be right back.
Okay. Bye.
Are you watching The Gilded Age on HBO?
No, but I just today to start it.
It is the greatest show where nothing happens. Nothing happens. And it is riveting each week. That's what I was doing while you were getting your snack. I was continuing the episode. How was your snack? Good. What'd you eat? Protein balls?
Crackers and hummus.
Hey, great. Perfect.
Great. All right. It. Okay. All right. Our top.
The world ends.
Yeah.
You know, because of
everything.
Trump, Biden, Israel, all of the things.
Yep.
Capitalism.
Capitalism.
COVID, economic collapse.
Elon Musk.
We move to a commune.
Uh-huh.
And you might find a certain type of people there.
I want you to go first again this week.
Episode. Did I go first last time, a month and a half ago?
Whenever did gay and straight icons?
Yeah, that was a month and a half ago.
Yeah, I wanted you to go first because I knew mine would suck.
Girl, you got to try harder for the people. The
no,
people
I'm
are
trying.
Paying $3 a month, some of them, to listen to this.
I'm doing
great.
You got
to try harder.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so the number one type of person that you're going to find on my commune, post-apocalyptic, post-Trump, post-Biden, post-capitalism.
Capitalism.
Theater fags.
There it is.
I didn't really think through this because I was like, I just need people around who are going to get as excited as I am about a new Broadway musical. But, like, Broadway musicals are probably not happening. Post-apocalypse, post-Biden, Trump. You know,
thanks.
But like, it blew my mind. So Thanksgiving morning, famously, we have the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah.
Which was stopped by pro-Palestine protesters this year.
Yeah.
But of course, in the airing of it, we did not show that or discuss that at all, which is like, which is some capital level shit from the Hunger Games.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, in said parade, we had a performance from the musical called Shucked, which is about corn.
Right.
And my whole TikTok was like, there's a musical about corn? And I was like, girls.
Oh my God.
We've been talking about this for months.
Yeah.
The straights were gobsmacked that there was a musical about corn. And I was like, we've been new. We've been talking about it. We've listened to Alex Newell sing Independently Owned 700 times. Quit being shocked. So expect that you will see some people on that compound.
Yeah.
That when I say, do you want to watch a compilation of various actresses who have played Elphaba in Wicked hit the ha ha ha?
Yeah.
They will be there on the compound.
Right. Yes.
They will be there.
Right.
And when I say to those people, which did you like better, Songs for a New World, the original cast recording, or Songs from a New World, the more recent cast recording with Shoshana Bean?
Oh my God.
They will have a comment.
And they will, and they'll, because they've had thought about it quite extensively.
Because they are those theater fags.
Yes.
So they will be on the compound. When I say, do you prefer the sixth original Broadway cast recording or the sixth return original opening night? Broadway cast returning post-COVID, they will have an opinion. The answer is the opening night recording post-COVID. You know what I mean?
Right.
Anyway. There's no one in my life I can talk to about this shit. No one.
I know. Which is wild because I am an actress who sings.
But you don't care.
I know. I do.
And our Lord and Savior CJ in Christ has literally sent me messages that said, so help me understand, when people in a show start singing, are you filled with boiling rage like I am? And I'm like, no. I literally go back and watch the scenes where people sing extracted from the actual storytelling of the movie. So, and you two are my only friends. So who else am I supposed to talk to about this?
Right.
I just need someone to be excited about Shoshana Bean as I am. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, that's my number one. Theater fags. Lots of theater fags on my commune. Let's hear your number one. I'm sure it sucks.
My number one is redheads. Hello?
Okay.
Hello? You okay?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Okay. My number one is redheads.
I only know three redheads. And I hate two of them.
How many redheads though?
I only know three.
Okay, I'm one.
Yep. And I hate the other two.
Okay. Well, just that. Who is it?
I have a redhead I have a huge crush on. And then like my daughter's kind of a redhead. Would you call her a redhead? Not really. It's more of a strawberry blonde head.
No, I wouldn't call that strawberry blonde. I would call that auburn.
Okay, in certain lighting, she is a redhead, and I do like her.
Yeah, and little Twain is technically a redhead.
Oh, I've never seen her natural hair color. I had no idea. Yeah. It could be purple.
Yeah, exactly.
I have no idea.
Exactly. But, you know, redheads are only 2% of the population in the world.
Right.
And so I want to help provide a safe space for the genetics to not die out. So we'll just all make babies. And
aren't redheads like less common than like transgender people?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, right. I think I don't know either, but
that sounds right.
So a long time ago, I was Mormon. I don't know if you've heard. The last ward in which I was Mormon, there was a beautiful redheaded man that I fell in love with.
Okay.
And we became running buddies. We'd go on runs together.
Oh, wow.
And I would intentionally plan our runs for the hottest parts of the day so that he would take his shirt off while we were running.
Truly? Truly.
100%. Yeah.
Oh my.
And he's probably still Mormon and he's real dorky, but you best believe I had some fantasies about that redhead.
So
yeah, he'd be like, oh, it's so hot, I'm gonna take my shirt off. And I'd be like, I mean, if you want to, that's fine, whatever. Like, I don't care. I didn't plan this run for that reason.
And so do you think he's straight?
100%. Yeah. Yeah. He was on the BYU folk dance team. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That's so straight for
And
you.
There is nothing gay about the folk dance team, even though it's super gay. It's like so gay that only straight guys are on it, you know?
right.
But I had such a crush. Anyway, he was a beautiful, beautiful ginger.
There was this one time that I went to see one of my ex-husband Gary's plays that he directed. Right. And I was trying to, there was a lot of, well, I'll just say it was Miss Saigon. So there were a lot of men in the show. And
Miss Saigon? Doi?
Yeah.
The Dust of Life?
Yes.
That's for longtime listeners, this is a moment. I didn't know Gary directed Miss Saigon.
Yeah, he did. Anyway.
Conceived in pain and born in strife, Gary?
Yes.
They are the living reminders of
all the
anyway, go ahead.
To do. Yeah. Anyway, and so he was telling me about, you know, everybody. So this guy's like this and this person's like this. Cause I always ask. When we were still married. And I was like, hey, what's his name? I've been wondering, like, is he gay? Cause I can't tell. And he goes, no, he's too stupid to be gay. And I think about that often and laugh to myself.
Oh, but we love a stupid gay.
Yeah, but anyway, there'll be redheads in our commune. And
I support it.
Okay, good. Because this is such a huge part of my identity, which is so stupid. But it just, it is.
We love a ginge.
I am a redhead. And when people go, that blonde woman, I'm just like, God damn it. There's anything wrong with being blonde, but that's just not, I'm not the blonde woman. I'm the redhead.
No, God damn it. No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that as a gay man, I do not appreciate your redheaded wiles and ways. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, that's a myth.
Like, I'm sure there are some straight men who like fetishize.
Oh, for
beautiful
sure.
Redheads.
Just because of and red you, cubes, I guess.
And you are a beautiful redhead, and I am sorry that I'm not one of those people who can fetishize that.
Oh, no, it's okay. I don't care.
So, okay, great.
I don't give a fuck.
But anyway, I hope some of our listeners are like, yeah, red pubes, yes. Yeah. Yes, Gaga.
At least one of the middle-aged women listening is probably. At least one, maybe two.
It's true. Okay, so are you ready for my number two?
Yeah, I'm so ready.
So the number two kind of person that you will find on my commune in my post-apocalyptic commune are husbands in open marriages whose wives have sex with women who also themselves have sex with men. I just need those people there.
Okay, wait.
If you're in an open marriage and you're the husband.
Yeah.
And your wife is having sex with women, but you are only also having sex with women, don't come to my commune.
Oh,
no.
Right. Yeah,
God, no.
You're not.
You don't have to want to have sex with me. That's fine. Like, yeah. I'm not being creepy about it. But if you, I mean, you can want to have sex with me, but if you are a husband in an open marriage and you are open to a female guest star, but you are not open to a male guest star. Like, you are fine with Heather Locklear being a guest star, but you are not fine with Andrew Hsu being a guest star. Don't come to my commune.
Yeah.
Don't come.
Fuck that shit. They will not step foot in the hot drinks commune.
And listen, it's totally, I'm not trying to force anyone's sexuality. No. But you just can't come to my commune. I'm not interested. It just seems so boring and so patriarchal to be like, yeah, my wife can have sex with other ladies, but like, I'm not interested in having sex with other men.
Right.
God.
No.
I'm so bored.
No. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And there are no boring people allowed on this continent.
No. Oh, fuck no.
Now, if you're just a straight guy, fine. You're welcome. Join us. We love you. Welcome. You're a straight theater fag? Great. We love you. Welcome.
Right.
But if you're a straight man in an open marriage with a straight lady, uh-huh, and she has sex with other women, and you were like, cool, I would also like to have sex with other women. We have a few questions.
Yeah.
We have a few questions that we would like some clarity around.
Yes.
Now, do you need to bottom for other men? Probably not.
No.
I mean, I would watch it if you did, but yeah, but like, will you do like some making out in a handy,
yeah,
while, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
While he's like fingering her clit?
Bare minimum.
Just the handy. And some kissing.
Yeah.
While he's... Anyway, that's all I need.
But
that's
you gotta really enjoy it, too. Like, I don't want to see any perfunctory bullshit.
Nope. Oh, God. No perfunctory handies. Yeah. No. God, no.
No. No.
That's why I say there needs to be a little making out. Because I feel like a handy, like... Anybody can do a handy.
Anybody. Yeah.
But we need some kissing. We need some tongues in mouths.
Yeah.
And if you can do that, great. Come to the commune. Welcome. You are welcome, sister. You are welcome, brother. You are welcome, revolutionary.
My number two.
Great.
Is whores.
Yes.
Because.
I love whores.
The reason is several fold.
Okay.
Because we support sex workers.
We do.
But we also want to provide space for sex workers if they are tired of using their body or need a break from using their body.
Okay, great.
For eating and supporting themselves, we will provide that environment.
You know what? And post-apocalypse, people are going to need some sex workers.
Yes.
And sex workers are going to need some breaks.
And right.
And we are here for both of those things.
We're here for both of those things. And I'll paint a little picture for you. So,
please do.
So, sex workers during the apocalypse, I just imagine like women and men who, and non-binary people who really, really are great at maneuvers and positions and tricks and stuff like that.
We need some people who are good at maneuvers.
We need pros.
If I've said it once, I've said it a thousand times. We need people who are good at maneuvers.
And then they can give classes, like community classes on handies, classes on cunnilingus, you know.
Blowies, yeah. Handies, blowies,
because
yeah.
The hot drinks is sex positive. I don't know if
we
know.
Are. If nothing, we are not. We are sex positive.
Sex positive. And then, you know,
the
when
husbands
they...
of the straight ladies who don't know what to do with a D can come to the classes offered by the sex workers who are like, let me tell you how to work that D.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Or whatever.
And then I just watch it through a secret camera. It's a little bit creepy, but and a little bit inappropriate.
But you are one of the people in charge, so it's fine.
But, right. It's my commune, but I am watching the husbands learn how to handle that D. Anyway.
Anyway. But, and then when they need a break, you know, they'll look to me and you to.
Wait, we got to step in. We have to be the sex workers when the sex workers need a break?
I mean, don't you think that would be generous of us to do that?
It is very generous, but I still hate myself.
Oh, okay. I'm in therapy.
Okay.
I'll just do it all.
I'm in therapy. We're doing a lot of EMDR. We're talking about our wounds. We're talking about the answers that show up. But I'm not ready for sex worth yet.
Okay.
We found a new answer this week. I haven't even sent you a polo. We found a new answer.
Oh, my God.
The fourth insidious answer has been found.
Are you really like listing them?
Yeah. I have three. I'm going to get tattoos for the three that I already have. I have a fourth one now.
Oh my God. That's
but she's
amazing.
Too dark and twisty. She might not get a tattoo.
Oh.
Anyway, we'll see. Anyway.
Wow.
Sex work.
Okay. So whores. So far we've got theater. I don't say
theater fags.
Thank you for saying it. Redheads.
Yes.
Hetero couples who are in open marriages that
right.
are bisexual,
right.
basically.
Right.
And whores. Okay, and we're done.
They love a whore. God, I love a whore. They are the mother I never had. They are the sister I want to see. Let's take a little break before number three.
Okay, I'm going to eat something. Okay, bye.
Oh, God, fucking damn it.
Hello.
Well, we're back, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. When you first log in, it sounds like you're in a wind tunnel, but then as soon as you talk, it calms down. So thank you.
Oh, okay. For talking?
For calming down the wind tunnel.
Oh. Well, so, I have my fan on. Is that why?
Jesus Christ. Christ our Savior.
And Lord.
So this, if you just tuned in, if your radio dial just landed on I make that joke every week. Top five people you will find on our post-apocalyptic commune.
Right.
And we're together. Like, right. We have the same commune. So yeah. Far, it's theater fags and bi-flexible husbands. And you have redheads and...
Whores.
And some of these things can overlap. If you are a redheaded whore bisexual husband theater fag, great. You're welcome.
Oh, duh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. And a whore? Right. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And, a redheaded. Anyway. Oh, you get the point. Okay. What's your number three?
My number three, millennials. You know what I love? I love millennials. I love their understanding of technology. Mm. I love the way that they're kind of indifferent to the Friends TV series.
Okay.
I love the way that they are younger, more vibrant.
Mm.
I love a millennial. They are welcome in my commune.
Interesting. Interesting that you, as a Gen X person, would...
Oh, no. I'm not a Gen X person. I am a millennial.
I hate you so much. You guys, Brother Coffee and C. Jane, don't think that they're Gen X, but...
No, we're not. We're millennials.
Okay.
Sister Twain seems to think that at midnight on December 31st, 1979, that the Generational Committee Board started stamping babies with a rubber stamp that said Gen X.
I'm not the only one who thinks that, but Also, maybe it's because Gen X people who are from Provo are a little behind.
These are gray areas. These are spectrums.
Right.
I don't know if you've heard about spectrums. It's kind of a thing that millennials understand, that like there are a lot of things that are in the black and the white and the gray. Whereas you as a Gen Xer may not understand the black and the, you know, you're seeing things more black and white. But what we're saying is that the generations didn't stop at a time on a date. It's your influences. It's what you grew up with. It's the belief system you had. It's the pop culture you absorbed.
Right.
And some of us are Gen X and some of us are millennial.
And that's why
Jane and I are millennial. Yeah.
All right. I mean, we can agree to disagree, but according to, you know, people who...
What about me makes me Gen X?
Oh my God. This is why I'm saying, if you want to cling to the idea that you're a millennial because you identify...
I'm a millennial.
Okay. Even though you were born in the
70s. As I said to you before, as a Gen Xer, you may feel confined to these certain rigid structures
that
society has built. As millennials, we understand that there's more fluidity.
It's because...
So there's not a cutoff.
Oh my God.
At 11:59 p.m. on December 31st, 1979. There's a bleeding over.
Oh my God.
There are people that are in different years that are of different generations. We understand the fluidity of it all.
Sure. And I think that it's the latter Gen Xers who helped to usher in this mindset of fluidity, by the way.
Hashtag reality bites.
Oh my God.
Hashtag Winona Ryder.
Anyway.
Hashtag Ethan Hawke. Anyway, my compound welcomes the millennials. We love their native understanding of technology.
Uh-huh.
We love that they lack the cynicism of the generation previous to us.
Oh my God.
We love their embrace of the WB and the CW as sources of entertainment.
I watch The OC and Smallville.
No, oh God. Well, that's very Gen X of you.
Well, you said the BW.
You'd never understand. You don't understand. You think... Anyway, what's your number three?
Let's see. My number three is authors of fantasy erotic fiction.
Welcome to the commune.
We're gonna need them, sorely need them, because
it's true.
They'll come in handy for when the whores need a break.
Yes.
And you know, post-apocalypse, like right after, it's gonna be quite some time before we have technology to make movies again.
Right. It's gonna be rough. We need some slutty storytellers.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And if we run out of paper, because you know, post-apocalypse, then
we need the oral tradition.
The oral tradition is so important. God, doesn't that sound great? Sitting around a fire and listening to an author say things like, and then the spikes poked out of his face and his shoulders, and he bucked, his hips bucked when I grazed his thigh. I don't know. I just made that up. Well, I don't know if you can tell.
I don't understand why you're not writing this kind of fiction. Okay. As you read that, the amount of pre-cum that leaked out of my dick was gallons. And I just thought, I would pay good money for this.
Just made it up on the spot. Okay, but also I want to say, and this is kind of related.
Why are there spikes coming out of his face? Is that hot?
Oh, no, because he's fey.
Okay.
Every fey's
fair.
Believe me.
All right.
I'm jerking off again.
You explained it, I'm jerking off again. Yeah, I got it.
But so I was telling my sister today, and this is a good example of why we need these writers. I was telling my sister today about how I try to imagine being loved. And the book I'm currently reading, which is The Guy with the Spikes, it's the platted.
It's called Spikes for Her Pussy.
It's the Plated Prisoner series, by the way. Okay,
Plated Prisoner?
Plated Prisoner, yeah, because she's...
On a plate.
No, but anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay, so there's this woman who's made of gold, and she and she can turn things into gold. Anyway, okay, for 10 years she wasn't able to be out in the sun because she didn't have control over her gold, and everything would turn gold. And so she's finally able to be out in the sun, and her lover finds her out there.
Right.
And she's crying because she's so happy to feel the sun on her. And then she's, she says to him, "Can you hear it? She's singing to me." And she's talking about the sun.
Oh.
And he's And he says, "What is she singing?" And she says, "She's singing the song of home. Listen." And then the chapter ends like this, and it's from his point of view.
Okay.
"So I do listen. I thread my fingers through her own, I thread my fingers through her own. But
through
my
her what?
Her own fingers. I thread my fingers through her own."
Okay, okay. I was like, through her own? What's her own?
Oh my God. You're ruining everything.
I know.
"But my song," and again, this is the male lover talking, "but my song of home doesn't come from the sun. Mine comes from her." Oh.
Gay gasp.
Yeah. Isn't that beautiful?
Gay gasp.
I literally.
We need those storytellers.
I was in the elevator of my apartment building and listening to the book because I do audiobooks. And I heard that and I literally started to sob. I just started crying.
I thought you were going to say you literally started to rub one out.
No, I think there's a camera in the elevator.
You were like, "I'm not waiting till I get in my apartment."
Anyway.
His song is the song of her. That's the sound of you rubbing it out.
Yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, they can. There's beautiful stories about fae and other fantasy creatures and sex.
And that's what we want.
And love.
We're tired. We're sad.
Yeah.
Trump won the presidency for the third time. We're paying for genocide with our own money. We just want to hear about some fairies getting off.
Exactly.
Okay.
Always.
My number four.
Okay.
The people who you will find in my commune.
Yeah.
Curly-haired men with dad bods.
Yeah.
Who give impromptu shoulder rubs. You will find them there. I will be sitting at my desk.
Your desk.
And a curly-haired man with a dad bod will walk up behind me and say, "Ooh, you look tense. Can I rub your shoulders?" And I will close my eyes and bow my head and say yes. I will be standing in the line to get my book signed by the smut author. And the curly-haired man behind me with a dad bod will say, "Can I rub your shoulders while we're waiting? You look a little tense." And I will bow my head and I will say yes.
Speaking of smut.
Yeah.
I know we already covered this, but.
Yeah.
We have a new friend. I won't say her name, but let's say it rhymes with Kelsey Bomer. And she recently posted on her story that she was looking for good smut recommendations.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I'm still. Oh, are you done?
I was just wondering if you think she would come to our commune.
I like, sure, she's welcome. But I just need, here's what I need. And I've said this 1,000 times. I need some
curly hair. What?
Well, no. I mean, in addition, I need some MFM smut written by a man.
Yes.
I don't want Tiffany Johnson to write about how hot it is that he has hair on his lower back above his butt crack. I don't want to hear that, Tiffany Johnson. I want to hear that from Gary Jones. I just... Because there are some ladies that write some lovely gay smut, and that's fine and whatever, but I want gay smut written by actual fags. So, anyway. You know what else I want?
You'll find them there. What?
I want a curly-haired man with a dad bod who will casually rub my shoulders as we're waiting in line for bread at the commune, because we have to wait in line for bread.
Yes, we do. It's something we set up, the bread thing.
And what's your number five? Oh, four.
Wait.
Five.
No, I think we're on four.
I'm not used to going first.
I know. The fourth type of person at the commune. Rock and roll people. Rock and roll musicians.
Like Dolly Parton?
Yes, like Dolly Parton.
She has a new album called Rockstar. I don't know if you know.
I do, because she was
because
inducted.
Famously, she was invited to join the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and she said, I should not be eligible because I am not a rock star.
Right, she turned it down.
And then she released a rock album and said, please reconsider me for the rock and roll album.
So Dolly's there. Yeah, Dolly will be there.
Wait, do your impression of Dolly Parton singing Days and Days from the musical Once on this Island.
Fun Home. Oh my God.
Fun from the musical Fun Home.
You are confusing her non-musical people so bad. okay, so Days and Days.
You don't need a preamble. Just do Dolly Parton singing Days and Days. The fags who get it, get it.
Days and days and days. That's how it happens. I'm so glad you love that. When I make you laugh, I'm very proud, because I think you're very funny. I don't know if I've ever told you that. I'm a little shy.
Thank you.
Okay. So rock and roll musicians, because we're going to rock and
we're going to roll
and we're going to roll, reeling, rocking and rolling.
Okay.
And two-stepping. And I don't know. I just thought we need to have rock and roll musicians there.
There are people who saw this podcast appear in their podcast feed, and they said, hallelujah, there is a new episode of Hot Drinks.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then they listened, and 74 minutes in, you said, we need rock and roll people. And they said, yes, this is why I'm here. Anyway, that's all.
Okay. Rock and roll musicians. Not only because they can play rock and roll for us, but because they're probably pretty badass to hang out with.
Agreed. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what Dolly said when she sang Wrecking Ball with Miley Cyrus. She said, I'm badass.
Did she really?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
My number five.
Okay.
The fifth type of person you will find in my compound are drunk criers. People who get drunk and then cry.
And cry. Like, it's their main drunk persona is they cry.
For example, at my 46th birthday party, where you appeared as a special guest, you sang Days and Days from Once on this Island.
Stop.
And I cried like a baby.
Yeah.
Like a baby.
I did not expect
to where my
that.
Brother literally walked over and was like, are you okay?
Oh. I know.
On Thanksgiving PM, when I was at a karaoke party, my daughter sang Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
You know, I heard there was a secret chord that David played that pleased the Lord.
Yeah.
And I cried like a baby.
Good.
And job. I said to C. Jane, she's everything I've ever wanted to be.
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
Right.
What do I want to be? A teen girl? I don't know.
Oh.
But I was drunk and I was crying and I said, she's everything I ever want to be. So drunk criers, you are welcome.
Can we just pause the top five?
Yeah.
And explore what that means when you say that Lila is everything you want to be.
She just stood up there and she was so confident and she sang songs about David and a chord that pleased the Lord.
Oh my God.
And that's all I wanted to be.
Okay. We'll just
anyway, welcome to the commune, simple. Drunk criers.
It's that simple.
It really is.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, you're number five.
Aquarius risings.
Well, fuck.
I just want to have a little niche group. We'll call it the
Aquarius. Are you an Aquarius rising?
I am.
Jesus Christ.
I know. I know.
Well, after all these years, I'm just finding this out.
If you have a friend that you think might be on the spectrum, no shame in being on the spectrum.
No. No.
They might just be an Aquarius rising.
Or a Scorpio.
Scorpio sun?
Yeah.
Are you talking about someone we know?
No, keep going.
Oh, man. Anyway, no. Aquarius risings like to do weird shit.
Yeah.
They want your first impression of them to be like, whoa, this person's very unique. You know, that's what we want. And, I they're not afraid when I laugh really loud, which is very loud. Nope. Cackle. They embrace it. And
they're not afraid of loud laughter or ill speaking of the Lord's anointing. They're not afraid. No.
Exactly.
Y'all, remember how we were Mormons and the prophet said to us, please stop laughing loudly. And we said, that makes sense. I also believe that. For unto you are the prophet of the Lord. Anyway. Okay. That's ridiculous.
So you have a degree in English?
Comedy. I have a degree in comedy.
Wait, is it creative writing or English?
It's comedy.
Come on.
So when the Lord said unto me, do not make these jokes about the tiny table at war with the children's table, I said unto the Lord, lo, we will not, for we are funny and we are hilarious on the waters.
The great and abominable waters. So here's
my degree's in English.
Here's why I asked you that, because I just Googled it and Aquarius risings exhibit quintessential Aquarius qualities like eccentricity, individuality, humanitarianism.
Hey-o.
And way showing. What is way showing?
I don't know. I'm not an Aquarius rising, I'm a Leo rising.
No, but I thought you had a degree in English.
Way showing. We're showing our ways.
Okay, let's see. Way showing definition. It means anyway, forget it.
So that's our episode tonight. I am Brother Jack Coffee.
It means showing others the way by simply awakening to and living your truth. Ooh!
Ooh!
That's some Aquarius rising shit, Natch.
Get in the commune, Aquarius, redheaded Aquarius husbands who have curly hair, who rub the shoulders. Get in!
Now, here's one honorable mention group.
Okay.
Men.
Oh, yep. Lots of men. We love men. Welcome the men.
Men.
Oh, is there more?
Yeah. Men whose bodies are super built, but it's because they've been helping the community. Like, that's how their bodies became so strong.
I have an honorable mention as well.
Okay.
Cats.
Oh, all the cats in the world.
All the cats.
All of them. And I will kill people, humans in the commune, to feed the cats if I need to.
I will too. Absolutely.
Oh, we're perfect for this.
If you as a redheaded husband who's bi-curious, who has a dad bod, who's giving casual shoulder rubs, are not contributing, I will kill you to feed the cats.
If you cannot play an electric guitar.
No, we need rock and roll. We need Aquarius rising. Your dad bod, red curly hair, casual shoulder rub, bi-curious will not save you.
Mm-mm. No.
Because we will feed the cats.
Yeah. But one way to get out of it is if they suck us off.
Another way to get out of it is if they love Jesus. So this has been our episode tonight, Hot Drinks.
We're such an intelligent combo.
I hope people listen to this episode and say, I'm never listening again. And just delete. They just remove us from Stitcher, from Overcast. They just say, this is the end. And they remove us.
I don't know if we've ever talked about this on here, which probably means we have. But for years now, we've been doing this podcast for 5 years. For many of those years, sometimes when I text you, Brother Coffee, and say, hey, we're not going to record again, you say, hear me out. How about never again?
I'm sure we've talked about that. But the point is, you deserve better, gentle listener. You deserve better.
Oh my God, this is my favorite episode we've ever done.
You could listen to some Keep It. You could listen to some Love It or Leave It. Like some actual well-produced podcasts with hosts.
Boring.
Who, yeah.
Boring, boring, boring. Or you could listen
to this nonsense. Anyway.
You know what my dad said when we took him to see Hereditary?
He said, I boring. Love marijuana and meth.
No, he said, boring, boring, boring.
Okay.
Just well, like that in a sing-songy voice. Okay. If you're still, again, if you're still supporting us on Patreon, we are so grateful.
I will suck your D and maybe F your V.
How many bourbons have you had tonight?
None. I'm out of bourbon. It's all vodka.
Oh, oh. Oh, silly me.
Silly you.
We're dealing with vodka, Brother Coffee, tonight.
Yeah, okay. Not bourbon. Bourbon BJ, as we call him, is a little sadder.
If anybody wants to know more about Sister Twaint's time in San Francisco, maybe we should set up a little Q&A.
No, we don't care about that.
We read the questions on the air, and I answer them in the moment. Like, no, not planned.
I love it.
Okay. We will post about this soon.
We will not. So anyway.
That's it. Let's end it.
Don't forget, you can buy jewelry from us, Aspera Jewelry, on Etsy. You can rethink your life choices at rethinkmychoices.com. You can love yourself more and expect better for yourself at loveyourselfmoreexpectbetterforyourself.com.
Yeah.
Or you can support us at patreon.com/hotdrinks.
You sure could.
Okay, well, we're done.
Happy holidays.
We'll see you in 2025.
No.